Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And now Colin Ray, the tall, lanky right-hander, fires. Here's a bouncing ball toward third. The throw is going to go to first base too late. And the throw bounces away from the first baseman, Bush. Birdie couldn't get the ball out of his glove. He wanted to throw a home run, but the ball stuck. And then he belatedly tried to throw to first and made a low throw that got away from Bush. That'll be a throwing error charged on Birdie.
Oh, yeah. That happened in this game, too. Pat Hughes calling the game on the score, of course. And as a friendly reminder, we have a shorter show today because we are leading up to Cubs baseball. The Cubs and Giants wrap up their series this afternoon at Wrigley. Pregame coverage begins at 12:45. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch at 1:20 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. And before we get into the infield discussion,
It's my fault.
No, it's great. I love the stats rabbit hole that we just went down because Marshall asked me during the break, when do you think Justin Verlander retires? And I was like, whenever he wants. And then he's like, no, seriously, he's 42, to which I said, I thought he was 41. And that's when we started to get a little crazy.
Well, I was like, well, how old was Nolan Ryan when he retired? And you were like, 45. I was like, yeah, he was in his mid-40s, definitely. We found out his age 46 season was way back in 1993.
I'm sure. Shorting everybody a year. Verlander, Rich Hill, apparently. Rich is 45.
Without a job, but you think he wants to pitch?
It says he's planning on pitching. He has concepts of a plan. And you know somebody's going to sign him.
Yeah, because arms always falter. It's just a matter of arms falter in each organization.
He's a lefty. So you know what's going to happen. Rich Hill's going to get a job. And as long as Rich Hill can get a job, so who can Justin Verlander?
So I don't know if you know this, but on Baseball Reference, when you look at a career stats thing, you see bold and you see italicized. The bold means the player led the league. The italic means the player led all major leagues. And what was interesting about pulling up Nolan Ryan and seeing that he pitched his age 46 season for the Texas Rangers, his final season, is that there was some bold late. I was like, what is it? Bold and italicized? What is this? This man at age 40, 41, 42, and 43, each of those seasons led the league in strikeouts with 270, 228, 301, and then 232. And that wasn't even the biggest part. The biggest part was in his age 44 season in 1991, this man had a whip, because we were just talking about whips, 1.006 to lead the major leagues.
I never get tired of reading his stats. Tell him how many strikeouts he's got for his career while we're here.
5,714. That's all-time record.
Won't ever be beaten.
He does also lead major leagues in all-time walks because he pitched a lot of innings with 2,795.
Do we care?
No, we don't.
Hell no, we don't care. That is ridiculous, though. To think about dominating the league at that point in your late stages of your career to that extent for three straight seasons, it's hard to put into words.
So maybe Verlander will pitch till he's Nolan Ryan's 46, and that'll be his swan song.
Well, credit to Steve Greenberg of the Sun-Times, because that was an article that I was perusing back in the early days of the game last night. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. There was a chance Justin Verlander was going to become a Cub. That's something that we should discuss. And then it all just imploded horribly. So let's go back to the details that weren't the 11th inning.
Like John Birdie playing defense?
I think you might be right, sir.
What would I be right about, Layla?
Say it.
Nicky Lopez should play every day at third base until they figure out what's going on with Matt Shaw. And Matt Shaw's been doing well in AAA, but he is the best solution they have right now because he plays in the field. He's a plus fielder at whatever infield position you want to put him at, second through third base. And after seeing John Birdie and his decision-making in the field last night, it just re-solidified, you know, what should happen. Now, I'll be interested to see if John Birdie gets the start today because you got a lefty on the hill and Robbie Ray. Birdie's got good numbers against him. But for me, getting solid play on defense at the hot corner is more important than getting offensive production out of the hot corner right now for this team.
Yeah, that's the division, right? That's it. It's whether or not you want Birdie's bat over defensive consistency. And I appreciate the concept of TFN. And in this case, it's till further notice, because I feel like that's what we're dealing with when it comes to whatever this plan has to be at third until you feel like Matt Shaw is ready to come back.
And the other thing is, we've already seen so many different people at third base, and we're only a fourth of the way, you know, not even a fourth of the way into the season. And so that's their hope and dream. But they need to be, I mean, I'm sure they are looking at other options, right?
And Nicky Lopez ends up pinch hitting for John Birdie, but so did Vidal Brujan and Justin Turner.
They have a lot of people who can play third base, but they don't have a lot of people who can play third base.
And what's funny is Justin Turner, that was his original position for many, 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 many years.
But he's a little long in the tooth now for that.
Although, can I
give him credit?
I feel like they've passed that. Oh, yeah, because we were all talking about the sub for Justin Turner in the ninth. And then
Justin Turner comes up with a big hit to keep the inning alive and to bring Kyle Tucker to the plate, who then came up with a big hit to tie the game. And you're thinking, oh, here we go again with the Cubs. There were a lot of positives to take away from last night's game, but it doesn't outweigh what Ryan Pressly did in the 11th inning. And no. Also what we saw with Pete Crow Armstrong and others, when all you needed to do was put the ball in play.
I was going to say that. Yeah, I mean, you know how I felt about the at-bat last night. Last night was atrocious from Pete Crow Armstrong in the 10th. What's funny is Mark Grody and I were having the conversation on Monday whether or not he thought Pete Crow Armstrong was swinging for home runs. I thought that it was a matter of timing. We got our answer horribly in the 10th inning. Two on for PCA. And really, I think an at-bat that was going to show, if you're going to be judged how you want to be judged as a hitter, if you want to be the guy who is trusted and wants to be in the starlight, if you will, then there's no better example of what happened. Four straight sliders. Four straight sliders, which is what's going to happen to you when you're hunting fastball and you're young and they see what you're doing. He swings at three of them. Two of them were low and away out of the zone. Way low. And that bat looked like it was cutting through molasses. Big old swing. Looked like a ballet port-a-bras, you know, where your arms go like this. You reach them way out. Point is, you know what's happening at that point. There's one out prior to you. You've got two people on. If you, as a veteran hitter, or as a budding veteran hitter, don't have approaches when it comes to both two strikes and extra innings, and two outs, by the way, this is what's going to happen.
I was honestly shocked at what transpired.
It was disappointing. Those balls were so outside of the zone. Like, where's your discipline?
Well, I was just shocked because I thought from a situational standpoint, PCA has been very good this season, right? Like, very good. And so from a situational standpoint, it seemed like what needed to happen was very clear. And the fact that it didn't matter because of the approach that was taken in that particular bat was just shocking to me, because I was like, I thought PCA had kind of turned the corner into a guy that you can definitely depend on in situations to do what needed to be done. But that was a rough at bat to watch. I was hard on the eyes, understanding that there were runners at second and third. So there's, you know, he didn't have to worry about the double play. It was just like, okay, just put the ball in play and you're probably going to be okay.
Shorten up that long-o swing you had there where you're swinging for everything that's ever been in the history of any sort of strike zone.
They weren't down two. They weren't down at all. Just get the run home.
I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it was just the fact that the ball was so far and away, low and outside. And I'm like, man, what is this mess? Better than this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
It was one at bat. It was one game. It was one outcome. It's a 162 game season. I think we've just become accustomed to a certain standard when it comes to watching the Cubs hitters at the plate, specifically the ones who have been killing it all season long.
Learning moment for him. There's no doubt about that. But just there are certain at bats that just really irk me, like the 3-pitch strikeout, for example. And that was only one better, unfortunately. Like, you were hoping for a fastball and swung before the ball even was out of the dude's hand. Can't be doing that.
It was unfortunate, to say the least.
Bad timing. And that's the issue, is if we could get every hitter to stop swinging at a slider low and away, they'd all be Hall of Famers. But this is a case where it's definitely a teaching moment. But as you said, was it the only issue? Then no, it was not.
Okay, so can I be a contrarian here just real quick? Because I've been known to do that. I just want to, is it okay that it happened the way it did, though, because it was revelatory as far as the cracks with Ryan Pressly? We don't see that, at least not in that moment, if they get that run home.
It's just, this is
what
happens.
Rather deal with this earlier or later? That's kind of, the Pressly stuff was already there as far as the peripherals and the numbers and the analytics and what was not happening up to snuff, even though he was getting the desired results, which games that the Cubs were winning.
Yeah, I mean, we've established all that. We talked about the FIP as well. If we know it, so do the Cubs. It's just a matter of how it was going to shake out. Sometimes games have a way of sobering you. We know that everybody is entitled to their clunker, but that was a hell of a clunker.
And it also just brought more attention to the actual issues that have been plaguing him all season long.
Well, it also has to do with the Cubs' bullpen. Like, when you decide that you're going to devote Colin Ray, for example, to a starter's role, when you potentially have now your two best starting pitchers out, one of them indefinitely, the other one out for more than what's left of the season, you're in a role where you can't keep affording to lose bullpen arms that you don't have. And I'm sorry, but the 60-day with Javier Assad is very much a 60-day that I don't care if it's retroactive. When he's back, he's back. But until then, this is what you're working with as a team.
No, I don't think we're counting on Javier Assad doing anything anytime soon, because he's still got to go through that entire rehab process again, the build-up, everything else. I just think with Colin Ray, I'm okay with it. And he didn't have a great outing, but he did keep the Cubs in the game. Like, he didn't Ryan Pressly it, if you will.
Colin Ray is doing, he's doing not only what he's been asked to do, he's so far outperformed his expectations.
I agree with that.
To use the front office's scripture, since they like it so much. So even then, when you have an individual outperform his expectations, you still have others who potentially regress at times, because that's human. this is a good example of that. This entire game is a good example of it.
I think the issue with the Colin Ray thing is a little different because he was your swingman anyway, your long. And the guy that's come in and replaced him in that role, Chris Flexen, has been fine. He hasn't given up any runs, so he's been fine. They just need more swing and miss stuff at the back end of their bullpen. The last 7, 8, 9 guys have to be guys who can sit guys down, who can just sit guy. Everything doesn't need to be in play. And Porter Hodge, Julian Merriweather to a certain aspect, and then Palencia, they have guys who have shown that they can actually sit guys down.
We've been asked if we're going to talk about the Sox game by 7-7-3. 5 on it. I'm not going to say anything happily about that. Unfortunately.
You know, I'm not going to say anything happily.
I know,
about
but
it.
we are going to talk about it. Ozzie Gann had some really important comments about it. That was earlier today on Mully and Haas. So yes, 5 on it is a place where we'll discuss it. That is at noon. Coming up next, by the way.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.